This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please be advised that Little Miss Recap contains adult language.
Welcome to Little Miss Recap, the podcast where we don't turn down a delicious-looking quiche made by Jack, homemade.
A soy quiche, though? I turn that shit down.
Well, the crust is soy-based, which, yeah, but you don't eat the crust. Just eat the cheese and the spinach and the roasted tomatoes.
I like the crust.
And the egg.
That was upsetting. Fucking soy. Get out of here, Jack.
Hope is just...
It was Jack.
Hope is a ridiculous character at this point.
She's not even... the slightest bit believable.
Or likable.
True. No. We did learn some things this week, though.
Oh, we did. We did. Things took a turn.
Things took a real bad turn. Things got real dark.
What? So Jenny and I had this term when we were doing Little House that everything would be fine and then you'd get little housed, right?
Like little housed. Yes.
That's Mel and Jack got little housed at the end of this. Everything was going too smooth.
They did. Mm-hmm. Was it though?
She was. Let's get into it. Let's not start at the end.
Yes, okay. Good idea. Let's get into it.
All right. Before we start, can we talk about our interview with Michael from Married at First Sight?
Yeah, please.
It was so good. I loved it.
I love him, and I had so much fun.
He is somebody we would hang out with.
Totally.
Oh, guys, yeah, we invited him back for next season to step in and guest host once in a while.
And he better show up.
He will. I
think he will, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so much fun. He was
very forthcoming.
Yes, more than I thought.
Yeah, I'm I hope they don't ask me to pull this. Listen to it while you can, guys.
I was thinking that, too. Mm-hmm. But he was also, just so down to earth and normal. Oh, yes, and it was just a great, great time.
You know what it is? I love people who are self-deprecating and can laugh at themselves.
He
is very much that person.
Yes.
I mean, he was leaning into Broke Down Prince and
he was taking
word
it.
Salad and all those things.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was really good, guys. If you're a fan of Married at First Sight, listen, because he tells us a lot about what goes on behind the scenes that I thought was very interesting.
Yeah. And I'm just going to plug it for him. He is doing a fundraiser, a boxing charity.
Yeah, Haymakers for Hope.
Haymakers for Hope. So check that out. Send a little donation if you can.
Yeah, yeah. Don't donate to other fighters, though.
Yeah, right.
Him. Yes. He's our fighter.
He's our guy, guys.
Guys, we found out he almost beat up Brennan. Oh, my God. I almost slid off my chair. I'm so excited.
I know. Although he didn't actually say that. We're elaborating.
We're elaborating. He said that they had words and then they were able to quash the beef and become friends. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I need more details on the beef. Yeah. I need to know more about
this. Where's the beef?
Yes. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
All right. So let's get into Virgin River. We're talking today, episode 4 of season 1. It's called A Wounded Heart. Who does the title apply to? Is it so obvious that's Hope's wounded heart?
Or
does Hope have a broken ticker?
She's got a broken ticker. Poor Hope. No, not poor Hope.
Could be Mel.
Well, they all have broken hearts. That's the whole fucking part.
That's
the whole thing. Because we go into Doc and Hope's brokenhearted situation.
True.
We go into Mel and the husband a little bit. Then Hope actually has a broken heart.
Jack has his flashback at the same time he's slugging from a flask.
That he carries in his boot like a fucking pirate.
Yep. I'm here for all this.
Okay. And I mean, Christopher's heart's broken because he's dyeing his hair again. Kid just wants to eat Oreos and play outside and be an apprentice at the restaurant. So,
That kid. Ugh.
Fucking Christopher, man.
Just do it. Get it over with. Say preach.
Ugh, right.
I hate him. Okay.
I'm done. I won't do it again.
Hope is escorted home by Mel and Doc.
Another thing. Who the fuck's running the clinic when these two are just
nobody,
fucking off all
nobody,
day long?
Nobody. Exactly. So another thing, the spoiler, people were asking what the spoiler was that you almost spoiled a couple episodes ago, was we didn't know that Hope and Doc were married until this episode.
Right.
And I remember being like, oh, that explains it. Because I thought they had something, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I said.
No, I cut it out. Nobody heard it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Nobody heard it.
Somebody commented on Patreon, one of our backdoor friends who is a true backdoor friend. It was I need to know what that spoiler was that you cut out. Mm. And I didn't spoil. Mm-mm. So Mel and Doc are there and they're bringing Hope home. And we learned that she had a heart attack 3 days ago and it was mild.
Yep.
But Mel's like, you need to make some lifestyle changes, aka change every single thing that you do right now.
Don't drink, don't eat, don't breathe, don't have fun.
Do you feel like this is going to be dark? Guys, jump ahead if you don't want to hear my dark brain.
Aww.
Do you feel like if something happened to you, say you were 75,
okay?
Something happened to you and you had to change your complete lifestyle like this, would you bother?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I will be 44 next week and I already feel like I've got one foot in the grave.
You've already given up.
I've already surrendered.
Because I'm just kind of like, I've had a good run.
Exactly. I mean, you know what?
What else do I need to accomplish?
I mean,
I have a podcast where I talk about MILFs and, you know, all sorts of crazy shit.
Dick bridges,
polygamists. What else do we have to accomplish in our lives? So Mel is concerned that Hope is getting all of her energy from caffeine and stress. And Hope is like, hey. I have a busy metropolis to run here in Virgin River.
Which you two apparently know nothing about running your clinic.
Right.
They just leave it unattended.
Is Bert
in there helping himself to the fentanyl? Is that what's happening?
This town does not run itself. Excuse you.
It does not.
Who do you think organizes the town fair or the Christmas tree festival or keeps the permits up on the cupcake truck?
I mean, it's a tough
job. As I'm saying it, I realize. Okay. So she goes, I don't get a break, you know. And then I kept thinking, like, does she think she's the mayor of New York City?
I think they do.
Okay. All
right. But I think when you're so far removed from reality in Virgin River, Clear River is like the New York City to them.
That's true. Right? We get some Clear River trash coming over on our side later. Okay.
Real Clear River energy happening here.
So of course, Jack has to bring by because he's had time to whip up a homemade quiche. First of all, I thought Preacher was the cook.
Yeah.
So did Preach make it or did Jack? And is Jack taking credit for Preach's stuff?
I think Preach probably made it.
Yeah, but Jack doesn't say that.
Jack is the goddamn superhero of all of life.
That's true. So it's a soy-based quiche and Hope is not happy.
No, she
wants her bacon, her eggs, and her cheesy potatoes. And I feel seen in that part.
throw a cheesy
pot. The quiche looked delicious.
It did. But when he said soy, just you could have not said it.
But stack that against cheesy potatoes and bacon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Bacon for life.
So there's a weird tension between Jack and Mel, and Hope is all over this.
Yeah, and like it's like she can smell it.
And she asks Jack what's up, and she's like, let me guess. Mel didn't know about your little friend Charmaine, that Clear River trash bag. I'm here to defend Charmaine.
Yeah.
Because, again, we'll get deeper into this, but Jack is not being honest with her.
He's not, and I don't like it. And I also don't like that they're trying to make the fact, like, I felt anyway, that they were trying to make it sound like she's just some trashy salon hair.
Right.
Like, get right.
Yes, no, like she is a hairstylist.
Yeah, like that's an admirable career. Like, fuck off.
I agree. There's a lot of judgment over on that side of the river in their high house.
Yeah, because like
high on the hill.
High on the hill. Because, you know, Mel's fucking Nurse Hollywood.
Nurse Hollywood. That? Yes, yes. Come on. I have to tell you something. Whenever my girls were little and they would wear sunglasses, Timmy's dad would always say, "Hey, Hollywood." To them. Aww. So like whenever they see somebody with sunglasses on, they call them Hollywood.
That's cute. It reminds me of, remember Hollywood from the movie Mannequin?
Yes, of course I do. Yes.
So good. Yes.
Okay, so Hope decides she's going to fix this by giving Jack and Mel a task.
I know.
She wants them to swap mattresses from upstairs bedroom to downstairs bedroom because Hope, who had a heart attack 3 days ago, can't walk up a flight of steps.
I know.
They shouldn't be overdoing
it. Although she's like running around the downstairs of the house anyway. Yeah. So I know what's happening.
So Mel is passive aggressively on making a bed upstairs. She's me. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm annoyed with people in my house, I just go to angry clean. It's like a thing I do.
Yeah. I think that's a mom thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Mel's like, I'm glad I got to meet your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Jack's like, well, she's not my girlfriend. We're way more casual than that. And she's like, she introduced herself as your girlfriend, dickbag.
Yeah. Like, seriously, sir? Mm-mm. Amy, how is it that he's so in tune to the rest of the world, but is not, like, it can't
read the
Charmaine thing?
Because she's a needy woman. Whatever. But he says, that's just the way she talks. Dude!
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. So he says, look, we have an understanding. Neither one of us wants to be tied down. I told her that when we first started dating. And Mel's like, how long ago was that, stupid? And he's like, a few years ago. And she's like, no, this is not a thing. You're an idiot. You're a big old idiot.
Yeah. Dumb.
So downstairs, Doc and Hope are having a fight in the kitchen. And Doc's like, look, you really need to get healthy. And she's like, I live on my own terms. You can't change it.
She's the biggest spoiled fucking brat adult.
It's
so annoying. I hate this side of her.
She says, you're a brilliant doctor, but you're not a good husband. And then she whips out, dun, 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 20-year-old divorce papers.
Here's my question. Is he really a brilliant doctor or is he just the only doctor? No, truly.
I mean, the pickings are slim.
I know.
So she says that she reflected on shit when she was in the hospital and she finally wants to give him these divorce papers. And he's like, these are 20 years old. Mm-hmm. You need to get them updated. Everybody's dead. You just can't do this.
Yeah. But how about how she's like, we haven't been together for decades. And you and I just had this conversation. How long have they been together? Mm-hmm. And you thought they got married later in life.
Yeah, I guess not.
Clearly they didn't.
Yeah.
Because they've been separated for decades.
Then he says, 20 years ago, I had one transgression.
Just one.
I fucked the shit out of Charmaine's mom.
Yeah, you bitch.
So she says, you broke us. Okay.
Aww.
Now we get a flashback. Because we have this ongoing scene of Jack and Mel struggling to get this mattress out of the doorframe. Now,
and here's why this is irritating me.
Go ahead. You're going to say what I'm saying.
Why aren't they just turning
bend it?
Bend it.
Just bend it.
No, all you have to do is like because they have it standing straight
up. But it's not the it's not the box spring. It's the actual mattress, which bends like a pillow.
Right, but just also, if it's not fitting upright, all you have to do is turn it a little bit. Yeah, and it slides right out, idiots.
Like, pivot.
Yes. Like, I was the whole time, I'm like, I can see the solution, assholes.
I know.
Fucking slide it a little bit to the left.
Well, she needs this moment to have some flashbacks.
I know. And then to gather herself.
Mm-hmm. So she has a flashback of her planning Joey's baby shower. And it's Joey's third baby. And she's like, I don't even really need a baby shower. Mel's like, you don't understand. This is normal. Like, it was an emotional scene.
It was.
And she says, you know, she just wants to feel normal and do things as normal. And I get that.
Yeah.
But I also get where Joey and Mark are coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, when your normal involves a baby and you just had a very traumatic loss of child.
Yeah.
So now, you know, they're getting the mattress, they're bending it, whatever. Hope is downstairs. Now, I thought she was watching What Happened to Baby Jane because I saw Judy Garland. And I don't even know if I have that right because I don't think Judy Garland's in that movie. That is, What Happened to Baby Jane is, what's her name? Mildred Pierce. What's her name? Oh, you know who I'm talking about. Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. Yes, Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. She's fantastic movie. That's what I thought she was watching. But then I saw Judy Garland and I was like, oh, wait, this is not that. So it's actually she's watching Till Clouds Roll By. It's a 1946 movie starring Lucille Bremer and Judy Garland.
Oh, so
I can't get over how much adult Judy Garland looks like her daughter, Liza Minnelli.
Isn't it crazy?
It's wild. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Jack Kurtz is back.
Mm. Oh, he has a spasm, Amy. He has a spasm.
I wrote, this is so on the nose. There's no subtlety here with these writers.
No. Nope.
They're like, as he is having an Iraq flashback or Afghanistan flashback, we need to have him simultaneously drinking from the hidden flask.
The boot flask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's also a pirate.
So he starts drinking. He's having the war flashback. We see that he is in his command. He's had to leave somebody behind in this flashback. Mm-hmm. Mel comes in. She's like, I'm going to rub some cream on you.
Wow.
She's rubbing that back and rubbing it. And he's like, oh my God, what are all these scars and bullet holes? And he's like, it's Iraq.
Did we know that he was like...
I slipped into my Kevin Costner.
Yeah, you totally did.
The ranch. Life on the ranch, we don't ask.
Did you know that he was like shot up with bullets? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember this scene from the four times that I've previously watched.
I remembered the scene.
I didn't.
Because I remember thinking that's a move I would pull. Like, you have an injury, I got to rub you.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
Slick. Yeah. Slick.
So at the cupcake truck... Connie is there and she's just off. Let's do this scene. Okay. I'm going to be Connie, the annoying gossip, nosy neighbor. And you're going to be Paige.
Okay.
The deflecting,
mm-hmm.
weird, quiet
cupcake
truck worker. Okay. Hey, Paige, can I get some cream puffs for my sewing circle?
Sure, let me get those for you.
Oh, did you guys hear about that slut, Lily, who gave up her daughter for adoption?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, she's such a whore.
It's $27, bye.
And at her age, what a whore bag. Oh my God, that baby probably just slid right out of that birth canal.
Oh my God, this bitch better choke
on me. She is such a... And then, did you hear, the whole thing gave Hope a heart attack because... You know, Charmaine, that Clear River trash was over here and she went home and banged Jack and told him all about it. I'm telling you, people in this town are loose and scuzzy.
Oh my God, I can't even compete with this. You guys, I had to just let her go. Had to just let her run with it.
I was channeling what she I was feel
really,
like.
Yeah.
Connie's a really real dickbag. I hate her.
Connie's a whole vibe on her own.
Oh, God. Why are you shaming Lily? Jesus Christ.
I know.
It's not like she was out on the street sleeping around and had a baby. And even if she did, who cares?
Who cares?
But this was her dead husband's child.
I know. Whatever. That's terrible.
So Preach is basically like, yo, bitch, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to choke this bitch.
Now, the best is Connie's leaving and she's like, here's a tip for your sweet boy, Christopher, that poor boy not having a daddy. Oh,
my God.
Okay.
God, she's brutal.
I will say she gets better, too. Like, everybody is almost like a cardboard cutout of themselves here. It's ridiculous.
It's like in the early episodes, I think the writers didn't really know what to do with these characters. And like, you can see that, like, they're all over the place until they settle. Crazy.
So now we see Charmaine ringing the door at Hope. She's got a little casserole in her hand. How do I get people to show up at my door with homemade food?
I don't know. Just pretend you had a heart attack.
I can't do that. Because then I'll be freaked out. Like, what if it really happens?
Pretend I had a heart attack and I'm staying
with you. No.
I mean, I've got one foot in the grave anyway. It's okay.
I'll pretend that I had a pet lizard who died.
Oh, I like lizards. Don't do that.
I never had them. It's not real. Charmaine is real unwelcome here.
Yeah.
Like, Hope wants to slam the door in her face.
And, like, they don't even pretend.
No. Nope.
They don't even pretend.
Charmaine's not exactly, you know, slick here. Like, you don't show up. She's clearly looking for Jack.
Yeah.
She's like, where's my man? Where's my man?
She's like, this town is 2 blocks long. He's not at the bar. He's not fishing.
And he's not the fire department extinguishing all the forest fires.
Right. So he has to be taken care of somebody at Doc's house.
Yeah. Because you just go around and look who's in crisis. So she finds Jack and Mel, and it's a little awkward because it looks like they just came down from the bedroom and were banging or something.
Yeah. Which was so dumb.
So weird. So now we see Paige swinging by the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn that, oh gosh.
Oh no.
Christopher's gifted and she homeschools him.
Amy. Oh,
God.
But here's the thing. This is where I think the writer screwed up.
Mm.
Because he's obviously being homeschooled because they're fucking hiding, right?
Yes, of course.
So she's not just one of these like crunchy mom homeschooler people. Like, I think if she were in her own, like, if she weren't running from the crazy whatever she's running from.
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. But like, what?
But I'm just,
how
I'm
is she homeschooling? Because, oh, I'm sorry. Thank I can't you. Get
that's,
off of it.
That's where I'm get going with this.
Like this kid is homeschooling, like hanging out at Jack's and making pancakes?
Well, and for me, I have nothing against homeschooling unless it's like the Platts.
Yeah.
But that just means this kid is around more.
Yes.
How much is this kid around?
He's always there.
I mean, parents who are real honest with themselves, we know why you send our kids to school. It's to get them the fuck out of here.
I know.
Hey, everyone. Stay tuned. Little Miss Recap will be right back after these words.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So now Preach goes over to Paige. He's like, look, here's an envelope of cash. I want to settle up for all those desserts. There's $12 in here in ones. It's all yours. And somehow somebody comes in now into the bar and they kind of like trip or something.
Yeah, there's like a tussle, like something.
Then they look up and they're like, oh, Michelle. What's up? Michelle from BU.
Uh-huh. And Paige is like, oh, no.
Yeah. What's BU? Because there could be so many BUs. There's Binghamton University. Is Brigham Young? No, it's probably BYU. I don't know. Just Boulder University. I don't know if that's a thing. Let me see. Let me look it up.
Is it? I don't know. I got nothing for this.
Okay. Boston University. Mm. That could be it.
Okay.
We got. Oh, that's all that's coming up for some reason.
But here's the thing. What are the chances that two people from a college on the other side of the country end up in Jack's bar at the same time?
I think it's Boston University.
Yeah, it has to be.
And here I am saying it's Binghamton. Oh my God, people are going to throw their phones out the window.
Okay. No, I think it is Boston. Now that I think of it, I'm trying not to.
Is she from the East Coast?
I think so.
Okay. I was trying to think regionally what was around there. Not that Binghamton is anywhere near there.
No, it's not.
But I was just saying an example. Like there's many colleges that could be BU around here.
Okay. For sure.
So this woman's like, Michelle, what's up? You remember BU? You remember doing keg stands, getting loaded and, you know.
Yeah, remember when we were roommates?
Yeah. It was so weird.
Remember that semester we dormed?
Paige, in a baller move, looks right at this woman and is like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I never even went to college.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you talking about? What?
Yeah, like, no, ma'am, I know you're lying. But then what happens?
So Preacher overhears this and he's sus. And he says to Paige, I thought you told me you had a psychology degree. She's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, but I gotta go.
Which again, this woman, let's not forget, has a psychology degree. And she's hiding with her child, dyeing his hair.
Yeah, I hope she's giving him some therapy while this is happening. Yeah,
she's not, though. We know she's not.
He's a mess.
He's a mess. Like, she's clearly done nothing with that education because she can't even apply some basic principles to her own child. Someone's going to come for me.
Inside,
this is a joke, guys. These are not real people.
Inside, Calvin and his boys are fighting and Preach breaks it up.
Of course he does. Mm-hmm. Preach is always there to, you know.
To maintain order.
Right.
So at the awkward dinner. There's a real awkward dinner happening. It's Mel, Hope, Charmaine, and Jack.
Yeah, okay? Like how did that even happen?
Charmaine is like, Mel, are you enjoying your visit here? And Hope's like, how dare you? She is an important nurse practitioner, vital to the fabric of our thriving metropolis. How dare you? And Charmaine's like, okay, dude. Okay. Calm down. And then Charmaine's like, is your husband here? Where is he? Do you have sex with him a lot? Do you guys sleep on? What side of the bed does he sleep on? What does he do for a living? What's his middle name? What's his cologne? What do his socks look like? Like, she is.
Tell me about his balls. God. And there's the line.
And Mel goes.
There's the line.
Mel goes, he won't be joining me. And
then you could see, like, what's his face? Jack is like, cut.
Joey calls right in the nick of time. Mel's like, I gotta take this.
Mm-hmm. Saved so by the bell.
Joey's like, I'm real pissed off because I was out and Bill is hopping the kids up on sugar and da-da-da. I'm like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. Mel says Jack has a girlfriend and Joey's like, what's going on here? I thought you two were banging. What's going on?
Yep. Do you think they banged? They didn't bang. They haven't banged yet.
No,
right?
They're not banging yet. They don't bang for like 4 years.
I know. Well, really, it's like 4 days.
It's like a month, right? four seasons from now, next month. So Charmaine and Jack are leaving now. Now, did you pick up on this? Jack needs to give her a ride back to Clear River, and she got a ride over. Is her license suspended?
I know. Is that why Hope thinks she's trash? Did she have like a DUI?
I don't know, but lots of normal, nice people get DUIs.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out why Hope.
But I could see Hope judging her for that.
That's my point. Yes. I'm not saying that. I mean, not that I think you should have a DUI. I'm just saying that's.
I'm wondering if there is some kind of gate and they don't let people from Clear River come by.
Ooh.
And her friend that dropped her off was somebody who rode her down the river like Jack does when he has to take people over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just created a whole other scene.
Yeah, okay. We did. So after they leave, Mel and Hope chat. And Hope says, Charmaine is a rude bitch. And Mel's like, it was fine. Hope goes, if you protect your heart too much, Mel, you might miss something.
Oh, come on, Hope. What are you even? Like, who is she to be giving anyone advice on love? She's psychotic.
Then she's like, let's go watch some Fred Astaire. Now, the going to watch the movie sets off a flashback in Mel.
I know.
Of what I am calling probably the worst proposal I've ever seen in my life.
I would agree with that. And I have a pretty crappy one.
I have a real shitty one.
I have two crappy ones.
No, you have a good one. You were at Strawberry Fields.
That's true.
That was just a beautiful one.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It's a whole story. I can't get into it now.
I handed Timmy our sonograph picture, and he was like, maybe we should get married. That was my proposal. And I'm not lying.
I know.
So,
well, my first one looked like this. We are sitting on the couch watching Friends, and he goes, we should get married. And I go, okay. That was how that happened.
All right.
Whatever.
So he proposes to her through his fucking DVR queue.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at my Sandra Bullock movie, TiVo sitch that I got going on. And he's scrolling through like all these wedding themes. Dude, you are a doctor. We were poor when we received those proposals. You have money.
Yeah.
You take her out to fucking dinner and you propose. What are you doing? You know what it reminded me of? I was like, for one second, I was like, is it COVID? But then I'm like, no.
No, not till later.
No, this is a COVID proposal.
Yeah, it is.
In 2016 or 17, wherever this was filmed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do better, Mark.
Seriously. Jesus.
So now Hope finds Doc asleep in the truck outside, and he says he didn't want her to spend the night alone, and she brings him a little breakfast and some coffee. He says, I can't sign these papers, you moron, because they're 20 years old, and everybody who signed them and notarized them are dead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She's like, okay, fine. And he's like, I could have them redrawn if you want.
I know. And then she's like, what? That's literally what she does. Does she not make that? You guys can't see my face, but I feel like this is a Hope look all the time.
Yeah. Now he tells her he went to Eureka.
Yeah.
To the big city. She's like, I thought you hated the city. Didn't we just hear he used to be like one of the top doctors at one of the top university hospitals in Seattle? Yeah.
Because he's brilliant, remember?
Jesus. So he went to Eureka and bought her supplements. And she's like, nice try, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You can't supplement your way out of banging Charmaine's mom.
Yeah. That dirty whore.
So now Preach and Jack are going over the bar expenses and the bills. And he says, guess what? There's been no more discrepancies. Looks like Brady's not stealing anymore.
And I have a fucking problem with this. This is where Preach really starts to really get on my nerve, where I'm like, no, fuck this guy. He's given all kinds of shit away to Paige all day long.
Right.
Christopher have eaten for free for the entire time they've been there.
How about we do a little audit on some of our bakery stuff that we're getting?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Like, because there's no way, because we see later on, I don't know when, in one of the million seasons, Preacher's living high on the hog.
Yes. Yes. So, we see his house later. And it's woof.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm. So Jack's like, I'm really happy about this. Let me call my man Brady over. Brady heads over and he pays Brady a little extra on the side because he's like, you're so hot. Here's some money.
Yeah. Amy was. Yeah. He's like, I got this letter from Amy. She'll just give you this. So here you go.
So Mel stops by now on her morning run. She's been running. Mm-hmm. She comes in the bar because you stop at a bar after you take your morning run.
I mean, well, you know, it's the bar, the restaurant, the gathering place.
I would go to the banquet hall truck.
It's like, I'm not a cake person. I
would be like, I need 17 cupcakes and a coffee.
I would just not run. So this wouldn't even happen.
I would stop at the cupcake truck. I would be like, how many calories is your cupcake? And they would be like 200. And I would run until my little speedometer said I burned 200. I would burn 200 on the way back. And I'd be like, two cupcakes, please. And a coffee with extra, extra.
Yeah. And I want to know where you're getting 200 calorie cupcakes.
I know.
Because that must be Virgin River.
I pay no attention to cupcakes. Okay. Or to calories.
I'm like, yes,
cupcakes, you love cupcakes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I just made delicious cupcakes. They were banana with chocolate icing. They're real good.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. She's like, I need to go to Myrtle Farms to buy organic produce for Hope. Aren't we taking this a little bit too far?
Yeah. Like
she can eat the produce from the grocery store.
Yeah. Seriously.
Let's calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
The organic produce isn't going to save her heart.
No.
Also, how old is Hope? Because I feel like she could be 55.
Do you want to look her up?
But in the show, I mean, like, they act like sometimes I feel like she could be in her 50s, and then other times they make it seem like she's 87.
I'm looking up, guys. Looking up real time. Carr states, the novelist, that Hope is 76 years old in the first novel. Whoa!
That's what I mean. There's no way.
She's 76?
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. Like, is she supposed to be much older than she actually is? And that's why, like, the storylines kind of hit weird because they don't make sense.
So the actress who plays her is 72.
I know. I know that.
Oh, she looks pretty good for her age.
She looks amazing for her age.
Yeah, now I feel bad. Oh, okay. Anyway. So, all right. They're doing this for Hope. So Jack insists on driving her.
Okay.
But Jack's not really good at this because he breaks down and his cell phone dies. So thanks, dude. Thanks for protecting me.
But how about how he's like, oh, is Doc going to take you? Like, shut up, Jack. I know.
But like, she could have driven her little red BMW there home and back. And you have to take her out in your 1984 Bronco and break down.
And why are they acting like it's impossible to find your way around these three towns?
I have no idea.
That somebody has to accompany her wherever she goes.
He said the turn is pretty. Look, I live in a rural area. It is very difficult to find your way around because half of our streets have names that are after people. They don't make sense. They're called state route, you know, whatever, highway, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But she's perfectly capable of doing this.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So they're broken down. They're on the side of the road. And guys, things are going to take a turn.
Thanks, guys, get ready. If you haven't watched, be prepared.
First of all, they're trying to get Bert, and he is so busy.
Well, yeah, because he was probably robbing the clinic because there's nobody there.
True. He's the only gas station within 100 miles.
He had his big paws in the medicine cabinet.
So they're talking now about Charmaine. They're trying to break some of the tension here. And Jack says, look, my dad mistreated my mom terribly. And I'm scared of repeating that. So I like to keep things light. Except you don't, because you're trying to like practically marry Mel, who you just met.
Right. So you're a walking contradiction, asshole.
You just don't like Charmaine. And that's fine. But just say that and break off with her. Just don't be a dick.
I'm banging her because I need to get a bang out every once in a while.
I need to
just
release.
Call it what it is.
So Mel is like, look, she's just not some hookup. Like, you're in a relationship with her. Mm-hmm. And Jack's like, and Mel says, this is not a good idea. I'm not going to be in the middle of anything. I don't want anyone's feelings to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Now I have a question for you.
All right, hit me.
Maybe this is going to be insensitive, and I'm sorry if it is.
Okay.
They're very careful to not let Mel be around anything baby related because she could have PTSD from her loss, and you know, which I get. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. That makes sense. She just also lost her husband, though. Isn't it a little too soon to be jumping into a relationship?
Yeah. Do you think? Okay. This is bonkers, but we also know that Jack doesn't know that. Hope doesn't know that. No one knows.
True.
But us.
So now we see a quick scene for no reason of Paige dyeing Christopher's hair. I mean, there's a reason she's doing it, but I don't know why they put this scene in the middle of Mel and Jack.
I still, to this day, wonder what the fuck the whole point of Paige and Christopher was.
I don't know, to try to give Preacher a storyline?
I don't know, because I feel like they grasp at straws every season. Like, let's just write them off.
We
don't need them.
You could just give us Mel and Jack and we're fine.
Yeah, or just keep them in the background with the shirt off.
Preacher? Sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Remember? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm okay with him being there. I just don't need any more dialogue.
So Jack's phone is dead now, which I wrote, prepared for anything?
Anything.
Jesus Christ. And they fight about Charmaine, and Jack says, look, I'm not a bad guy. We just agreed to nothing serious. As they're having this fight, Calvin's goons pull up. Dun, dun, dun.
And what happens, though? This truck stops.
So
and like this crazy guy with like this, he looks like Skeletor.
Again, a character of a bad guy.
Yeah.
How do I make this guy a bad guy? Well, he pulls up in a rusty old truck. He gets out. He's chugging a can of like Miller Lite and has to toss it into the woods because, of course, he litters.
It was like a Pabst. it wasn't even a Miller.
No, it was like a Bud Light. It was so Natty Light.
Yeah, Natty Ice.
He was so, just like I said, like a character. Like, how do you draw a bad guy?
stereotypical.
Yes. So guess what? He's real aggro and he kidnaps Mel at gunpoint. Oh, this took a turn.
Yeah. He grabs her and he's like, are you a doctor? Well, I'm a nurse. And he grabs her. You're coming with me. And
she's all she wanted to do was go get this pain in the ass Hope some fresh produce.
Fucking produce. And
now
Jack,
she's kidnapped at gunpoint.
Yeah, because Jack couldn't just leave well enough alone.
Right, because Jack had to get his dick in there.
I know.
Oh, God. All right.
Jack, quit being a liar.
So that's it. That's the end of the episode.
I know.
I enjoyed it. Me too. Did learn a lot. What are some of the things that we learned? Mm.
Doc and Hope have been together forever, and we have no idea when they broke up, when they got married, how long they'd been married. We don't know any of that, but we do know that there's a marriage there.
We definitely learned that Paige is not who she says she is.
Yeah, and she's on the run from something.
Mm-hmm. And she's dyeing Christopher's hair with Nice and Easy. Yeah. Meanwhile, not making any attempt to disguise herself.
What's up, right?
Who's a much more noticeable person because you're an adult and you look like what you're going to look like.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, all she could do, like, she just needed to give the kid a little haircut. Like, we don't have to dye his hair.
That kid, let's say they've been on the run 2 years and the kid is 8 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how different my kids looked from the ages six to ten?
Yeah, I know.
He's going to be different enough that you could get away with this.
But
I mean, I feel bad for her, but I'm just saying the obvious thing would be to change your own appearance. Over your kid.
Yeah.
Just keep the kid hidden. But now you're going to run into people in the bar who are like, hey, Michelle, you look exactly the same as you did at BU.
Uh-huh. So weird.
What an idiot.
Real. Yeah.
So I don't know what's coming next, but we'll see.
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Keep watching, guys. We're having so much fun.
I love it. Guys, if you haven't already, jump in our Facebook group, Backdoor Friends. 1,300.
Yikes. Crazy.
Going strong. It's a supportive, kind community. We love it. Love it so much.
It really is very supportive.
If you want to hear me talk a lot about reality trash, please join us on Patreon or Supercast or Apple subscriptions. We're doing Sister Wives, Love During Lockup, and 90 Day Love in Paradise. So that's over there.
Yep.
And that's it.
Right.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah. Sure. Leave us a review.
Leave us a review.
Five-star review only.
Yep. Thank you, guys. See you soon. Bye.
Love your bones.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.